Hello. Yes, we're recording.
Check. Can you put me up a little bit?
Yeah. Just your monitor? Or like just in general?
My headphones?
Yeah. How's that?
Oh, that's a little too much.
Too much. How about that?
A little too much, actually.
Okay, how about that?
That's good.
How about just like a little bit of that?
Yeah. I like when in music videos, when the people in the booth are like just pushing buttons up and down the whole time that they're singing a ballad.
Well, they act like it's the sleigh button.
It's not the sleigh button.
It's volume levels and like sound levels, but they act like, oh, this is getting juicy.
Yeah. Ooh, here it goes. And also, I'm not a sound engineer, but correct me if I'm wrong, you wouldn't be... like buttons wouldn't be present, like you wouldn't be moving dials during the song.
No, you really wouldn't.
Not during the song, like mid sing. Yeah,
you would be listening back to it and you'd be tweaking it so that you'd honestly be tweaking it so that you can get it somewhere where the artist can say good, because then once the artist leaves, that's when they go in and they do all that shit, but they do this on a computer,
right? Yeah,
those giant boards when you go into the real studios I'm not saying they're overkill, but
It's all for show.
90% of those do not get used.
Oh.
You know?
It's like, and it's all, they're all like little props like in the science fiction movies.
Yeah.
Like in the lab.
Well, they're all individual channels. So let's say there's 20 people individually singing all at once. You would need all those channels. But most of the time you're just tracking one or two people at once.
Yeah. Well, it's always, the scene is always one person like doing a ballad.
Yeah.
Just one person. And then the guy's like.
And the mic is here. Uh-huh. And it's a woman in full hair and makeup. And she's like.
How do I live without
you? And then she remembers that she's in love and her singing gets even better.
Yeah. Well, because if anybody and any sound engineer will tell you, it's not exactly the buttons that really give you the sound. It's the remembrance. It's like coming into your power.
Music school? No.
No.
Speed dating.
Yeah. The thing that learned, the thing that finally kind of got me over the hump of learning the classic violin is confidence.
I know.
Yeah.
That instrument, I got to say this about the...
I had to believe in myself in order to play the violin.
I just did an interview with GuitarWorld.com, I think, Guitar World magazine, and they were asking about why I started the guitar, and I was like, honestly, I was poor. And I probably started the same reason every poor person starts a guitar.
Because it was the only thing to do.
There's always one around.
Yeah.
And they're not that expensive.
Yeah. They're really not that expensive?
Like, if you're in a single parent home, or your family's on a fixed income... You're not in violin lessons.
Oh, no, right.
You're not in ballet.
Yeah.
You're not in karate.
You're not in karate. You're not doing gymnastics. You're not doing dance class. Nothing. It's so expensive.
Yeah.
So expensive.
Well, when's Vanderpump. The last time I saw... Girl, we just shot 2 days of in a week.
Yeah. That was a couple
Mama
of...
Mama loves short and short and short. Mama loves short. I love doing but two in a week is...
It's pushing it because that one is... Yeah, I mean,
it's tough.
I think we both fallen asleep watching it during Netflix at times, and you know, but we can't do that at World of Wonder because there's nothing to bring us back.
There's not a movie playing.
There's not a movie playing.
We can rely on the audience watching a Hollywood film.
Yeah, for a $100 million budget movie.
On the days where we're tired, I always worry if Jeff and Ron get the footage and they're like,
"Are you kidding?
Great!
Are you kidding?
Great!
I can't even imagine the kind of internal discussions that are happening. I don't want to know though. I don't ever want to know.
People have been watching season 7, and people have been saying, "Oh, the editing this season is crazy." I said, "We're getting more boring.
Yeah,
they're having to do back handsprings.
You know when part of the body fails and other muscle groups are recruited to
when you go blind and you hear better.
Yes, exactly. Both eyes have gone blind, so the ears have really needed to perk up.
Isn't it incredible that when someone loses their sight or their hearing, their vision or like vice versa improves? Did you know that?
I mean, I've heard that, but I don't know.
When people lose their sight, I think their hearing sharpens. Their body's like, oh, now this is she's the moment.
I mean, that makes sense. Vision is very important.
If I had really good hearing, I would inflate it to the point of like, we'd be in a silent room. I'd be like, y'all don't hear that?
You don't have
y'all
good hearing?
Out. Down the street?
that low-pitch
down the street,
buzz?
Down the street, someone's listening to hum? Macy
Gray. Yeah. Ooh.
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 I try to say goodbye. So Pride.
What are you? Oh yes, Happy Pride.
It's the first month.
What's this outfit about?
Well, I just thought like I would put on. I was supposed to go get a.
Oh, you were.
I'll say it. I don't care. I was supposed to go get a hemorrhoid removed today, and it shrunk. It shrunk so much that the doctor was like, "Why don't you go on your Australia tour and see if it continues to shrink?" Because
yeah, I don't want to fish around your butt with the hedge clippers today.
Yeah, and if anybody's had a hemorrhoid removed, I've done it. The healing process is annoying because that's an unsanitary area that stretches and moves when you do things.
Hey, what's going on with your?
That area like opens and closes.
I know.
And, you know, plus I'm gaping.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm gaping. Every night before I go to bed, I lube up and I put two fingers and I rip. I open. I gape. Make America gape again.
I'm gaping.
See, that's what I mean. We have some friends where I would say gaping and they'd be like, oh my God. I'd be like, Mary, you do it on camera.
Gaping doesn't even, we need a bigger word. We need a bigger boat to describe what is happening with some of the gaping is not.
When it goes that far, I'm like, was Westboro Church right? God does
maybe
hate fags.
They were on to something. Yeah.
They were a little too vocal about it. But.
Yeah. It's like, it would be like I just feel like it's an event horizon or something.
Yeah.
You know, when the black hole sucks everything into it and everybody turns evil.
Yeah. It's the multiverse. Mm-hmm. Multiverse of madness. That's mm-hmm. my hole. That's
yeah.
me at the.
Oh, yeah.
That's me when they put a. They also, the doctor, he wanted to show me that the hemorrhoid was like. Of course, my luck, by the way. I finally get an appointment. It starts rapidly shrinking. Great.
He
takes pictures and then they show you on an iPad pictures of your butthole. And it's not even the first time I've been shown butthole pictures on an iPad.
I hate that. Were they going to excise it or were they going to burn it?
They were going to cut, remove. They said sometimes when you have a hemorrhoid, your body either like pumps blood into it, makes it worse, or your body like blocks it off.
Yeah.
And he says, yours is pretty much blocked off, so it'll go away on its own or we can remove it later. But with this week and everything, I just was like, I don't need to have this surgery right now.
No. I mean, that is very pride though. To be doing
very proud to do elective like rectal
busy,
surgery.
Yeah, booked in busy and drag all day with like a bleeding asshole from a hemorrhoid surgery.
Well, he said it's not dangerous. Since it's on the outside, like it's not going to be dangerous or pain. He said if it's not painful, it's just really cosmetic. He's like, does it matter to you?
Yeah. And how many cover shoots do you have for Butthole Magazine?
As a woman,
week?
I'm like, it does matter to me.
Yeah. When you bend over and you have your little dental floss G-string on at the club, it kind of gets a little, it gets a little dicey.
Maybe I can get it like it's Pride Month. I could spin this into a little.
You could.
Are you dipping into the cool waters of corporate sponsorship during Pride?
I don't think so.
Well, come on, Diva.
I know. I don't think so. I don't think people want me to speak for their products.
You're not really a.
I'm not really
content
a product
creator.
No.
I don't think they watch your TikToks.
The mere mention of that phrase makes me bristle.
Well, basically, it's an all encompassing umbrella word.
Yeah, yeah.
Because some people they make Instagram stories and call themselves a content creator.
Absolutely,
but then
absolutely
an independent filmmaker could call themselves a content creator. It doesn't really mean anything.
Anything from literally anything from the bread face girl to like Barbara, the bread face girl, the girl who sits on or puts her face in bread. It's an oldie. That's an oldie. That's a deep
what?
Cut. Yeah. She's like,
is she keto? And she's like, at least I can smell it or something.
I don't know what her deal is, but she does all different types of bread. And it, you never seen
is
her?
Is that what's beyond cake farts?
I think it's bread like, face. It's like the PG, it's in the neighborhood, but it's in the PG section.
DJ bread face.
Yeah. She puts her face right into the bread. It smushes it down. I think it's like,
You know what, girl? Joke's on us. She's mashing bread in her face and we're cross-dressing in our 40s.
Yeah, no, I mean, she's got it right. Content creator.
She ate.
Yeah.
She didn't
she
eat.
She smushed. Yeah, she didn't eat at all.
You got pride gigs?
Yes. Oh my God, so many.
Are you really not doing any prides?
Oh no, I'm doing like a million.
I think I'm
late for one right now. Oh, it's pride.
If we're going to talk off the record.
No, I don't think.
This is the month to do gigs.
Is it?
Everything pays a little more.
Uh-huh.
And granted, sometimes daytime and
but
stuff.
We don't have, but we have a tour.
Yeah, but not in turn for 2 weeks. And it's still Pride in Australia when you get there. I think I have 5 Pride gigs before we
leave. Is Pride only in June?
It moves. So like in Atlanta,
it moves according to the
really
weather.
Hot,
yeah.
It's in September.
October, okay.
I think in Phoenix, it's also not in the summer.
That's, wow, a rare moment of like humanity for gay people.
I got the premiere is tonight.
Yeah,
and then I'm coming. The airport, the car for the airport comes at 3 a.m. to go to Pittsburgh to DJ tomorrow
night. Where can I throw this? What is wrong with you? I'm going to stop asking. I'm just going to assume that you're insane and that you are Julianne Moore with the seam cutter.
These are godless times.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got that gig tomorrow. That'll be me DJing tomorrow. I'm going to grab the mic and go,
these are godless times.
So I got that tomorrow. But that's actually really easy. I mean, DJing.
Not going to the airport.
At
3 a.m. You'd have to, you pop a goofball around 11 and then make it to the airport around, you leave for the airport at 2. Is at 3?
No, I get picked up at 3. Oh. Flight's at 6.
Oh, right.
Get to the East Coast for a gig. You lose all that time.
Who
the fuck is serial calling the front door? Oh my God. Hello? Brandon, there's going to be flowers coming to the door.
Oh my God. Who is she? I don't know this
Julianne
person.
Less.
I don't want to know this person. Brandon, put the fucking flowers by the thank you note from the butt doctor. Thank you.
Shut up. I wonder who sent them.
She loves flowers.
I love flowers. So I got Pittsburgh Pride Friday.
You got flowers for Algernon at 11:15.
I got Pittsburgh Pride Friday, mm-hmm. and then Saturday, I got to, during the day, drive to Asbury Park, New Jersey, mm-hmm. do a band gig. Mm. After the band gig, at 9-ish, get in the car, drive 90 minutes in drag to the Borgata Casino to DJ at midnight.
Ooh.
Double gig, double booked.
Well, that's going to suck.
I know.
No, not necessarily. Borgata's like fun and trashy.
If you're cross-dressing and it's Pride and you're not making as much money as you can.
Yeah.
What, do you wait until July?
Well,
when it's hotter and you're less, less valuable?
Or you're just, you don't want to make that much money or you don't care.
Right.
There's that option.
Something, I don't know about her.
That's me.
Yeah, that is you. So do they call you, can I ask, do they call you for gigs and you say no?
Uh-huh. Oh,
sorry.
Who's they?
Like when people ask you to do gigs, do you say no?
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, do you think I'm not wanted at all?
Well, can I ask another question? Cause we are sort of like city mouse, country mouse. Like, do you have like a paywall where you're like, if it's not this much, don't even ask?
I don't negotiate my own things, but I don't leave the house for.
Oh,
ooh, those are gorgeous.
Gorge.
Wow, those are very, very pretty. Let's see who it's from.
I still think about the flowers you sent me from Cobra Lily. Oh, Trixie, yeah. Congrats on your incredible feat and see you tonight. Sorry in advance that I'm going to look better than you at your own party. Whitney Cummings.
Oh.
Wow.
Feet, well, F-E-A-T or F-E-E-T?
I think she said good luck on your feet.
F-E-A-T or F-E-E-T?
Well, I think it's just F-A-T.
good luck
on your fat. Good luck on your fat.
Yeah, good luck losing 12 pounds before the premiere party tonight, you fat cunt.
I don't know what it is about the Instagram algorithm, but Whitney's stand-up specials pop up to me on the mm-hmm. Maybe she posted a lot, but they're always popping up.
Yeah.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
So wait a minute, back to your gigs. Mm. Can I just like understand this correctly? They ask you to do gigs and you say no.
For your enjoyment and
for your own happiness.
Yeah. I don't want to work that much. I mean, I don't really want to work at all. But then, you know, we have this show.
I'm not making fun of you.
No, I'm not,
I really
I
think
not.
That this is.
You think it's a mental illness?
No, I think it's a really healthy thing. Because I feel like the way you think is, why would I do that? I have money. I have the money I need to live. Why would I go?
Yeah. I mean,
and I never feel that way.
No, I don't know. I crossed the threshold a long time ago. Now, but here's the, but I think I have to keep remembering, and this is so embarrassing. This is really embarrassing, is that I am so selfish and I'm so self-centered that I forget that my money earning potential goes beyond the care of just myself. Do you know what I mean? Like, yes. There are other people in the world that I could be taking care of. Like my family. You know what I mean? Like my fucking nephews.
I thought you meant people who make money off you. I thought you like your responsibility to management and agency.
Are you out of your mind? No, if anything, I'm going to tax them once I retire.
I will say this. Give them
10% back until I die.
I will say this, not to make you feel any type of way. Taking one gig a year you didn't really care to do, and then sending it to your parents and being like, it's for retirement, enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is a game changer for them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, they are extremely poor. Extremely poor.
And they're only 55, 56 years old, so they got a long way to go.
I got to meet your mom on tour.
Yeah.
I'd never met
Patricia.
Yeah. I met your whole fam on tour.
Yeah, you met cousins and everybody.
I didn't get to meet your brother.
A lot of ladies. No.
In Seattle.
I didn't even get to see him. He pulled at me and just dipped. By the time I was backstage and like not even like wiped off sweat, he was like, oh yeah, we're back at the hotel. I was like, work.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah, me too.
Your mom was so nice. And only because I know her from Drag Race and I know you so well, it was like, it felt very overdue to put it.
I know.
I was like, I guess I haven't met. Because of Drag Race, I think I mentally thought maybe I'd met her.
I figured you had to, but also my family, we don't really get involved.
You guys really look alike.
Yeah, I think people say that.
And you look lot like your sister.
I don't see it at all. Anything. Yeah, she's great. She's like the nicest person in the world. My sister and my mother, the two. You know when you ever do that morbid thing of like when you're, say you've got a hostage situation or some horrible killer is like threatening you and you're like, which one? And I was like, oh, take me on, like, no problem. Oh. But actually it's kind of easy because I would just go first.
I've thought about situation. This a lot. The only person I think I would go for.
What do you mean go for? Like you would give up your life.
You die or they die.
Oh yeah, yeah. Little Rich.
Probably David.
Okay.
And my younger siblings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
my older brother, like, that feels like maybe something in my genetics knows you don't die for the older sibling, you die for the younger siblings. Mm. My sisters, either of them, gun to the head, no problem. No hesitation.
You would put a gun to their head?
No, I'd be like, we're going to shoot you or them. I'd be like, do it. Mama, do it.
Boop. Yeah, 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 yeah.
My brother's my benefactor, my financial benefactor.
Do you have a will?
Yeah.
Where did you write it? On the computer?
My brother made it.
Because he's a lawyer.
Yeah, and he's the one that I mean, I love my mom. I love my sisters. Yeah, I don't trust those bitches with money.
No.
I trust my brother with the money.
Yeah.
I'm like, I told him, like, I'll let you pretty much have everything, but you need to like slowly disperse to the rest of the family over time. Because if you give it to them all at once, they're going to get Corvettes and live in the street or something. Like they're not responsible.
Right. Yeah.
So
that's cool. Is it?
I'll read it to you.
I know. I think I have one too. I wrote it on my notes app on the bus. Cause I was like, oh, there is a,
you really think that bus is going to kill you?
I don't think I'm not dramatic. I'm not going to anthropomorphize the bus and turn it into a murderer.
Final destination.
But I do feel that it's more than, you know, there's a decent possibility that we will die on the bus. So let's have that conversation.
Let's celebrate that.
Exactly. Cause I'm not complaining.
Dude, it seems like you're writing the will in anticipation. Yeah.
So I did. I was on the bus and I couldn't go to sleep. And I was like, oh, I should write a will just in case. So I did. I wrote it on my notes app and I told Eden, I was like, just so you know, if they can, you know, get it from the cloud.
What do you want if you die? Or what do you want from me if I die?
From you?
Items. Any items God. I have, anything. I'm assuming you don't want money.
No, I mean, I would.
You want Matthew?
I would throw that thing off of a cliff. Or didn't. I would go to Courtney's old apartment and throw it down the trash chute.
I don't think. Would you fuck it?
No. Too clammy.
I don't think I have anything of value to you, honestly.
There's not much of value to me in the, like, just period.
The Peloton?
I don't like stationary biking or biking really at all.
All right.
I'd take the AstroTurf.
Oh. You want the seamless paper, photo shoots, pictures?
I'd take the entire office.
The YouTube stuff.
I take all the equipment.
Take the cameras.
I take everything and sell it on eBay.
Oh, okay. It's more of a, okay.
No, I don't think
if there's anything of yours I would want. I really don't think so.
No. I do have something that's really, really valuable. Hold on. Let me think about what it is. It's, I don't remember. But it's, yeah, I don't have anything. Nothing really good. You could have that giant drawing I did in college of that woman with the pussy out. I think that'd be really great. I was going to get it framed.
Can I get it framed?
No, I'm going to get it framed. And I'm going to put it in my new house.
Oh, I was going to try to put it in my new house.
You know what I should do? No, you know what I should do? I should try one.
I would just love as good.
Yeah, I would actually love to do that too. Because it would, if I did it for somebody else, then I would be more focused and I would actually try hard and then I would do it better.
I was just at, I took news.
Oh, okay.
I'm happy to say it.
What?
I'm moving out of this condo.
Okay.
Because I'm moving into a house that I purchased.
That's incredible.
So this condo will probably go to heaven. I was going to rent it, but I think it's a lot to rent something.
Don't be a landlord.
Don't be a slumlord. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to let it go. I hope the next person likes pink.
Well, if they don't, then guess what? That's why God invented the wall paint, you know?
Yeah. So,
it's not, oh, it is very pink. Yeah. You're just,
I am moving. I'm never going to say much about the place because I don't want people to know where I live.
Oh shit.
Because people have known where I lived before and I don't like it.
Yeah. That's so crazy too. Like, I mean, I'm so naive with that stuff, but,
people mean well, but like when it's my birthday and gifts from people I don't know show up to my home, it makes me feel unsafe.
Yeah.
Very unsafe.
Yeah.
So, but we were at the house yesterday because other news, I'm going to let David move in with me.
Wow.
6 years in, I'm taking the plunge. I think I put a lot of personal fear into moving in with someone.
And you're exactly right to do that.
Yeah, I'm scared of that. But eventually I was like, we've been together so long. What am I afraid of? And what's the worst case scenario? What's the worst thing that can happen? And honestly, after doing the motel, I think that will be a lot harder than living together.
Yeah, absolutely. But, oh, wow. I mean, you're not even home.
Here's the thing. I love having a boyfriend.
Yeah.
When you live together, you introduce new stress, getting sick of each other, being in each other's way, sharing responsibilities, sharing. You gamble with adding, you going to the next level.
Yeah.
And you adding another role. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And so that's what I was fear of, because I had a boyfriend in college that I broke up with while we lived together, and it was just horrible.
Really?
Horrible.
Why did you break up?
At the time, I mean, I was 22, 23, so it was also 10 years ago, but we just kind of outgrew each other a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, early 20s relationships, it's rare that people kind of grow in the exact same direction.
Yeah, that's kind of like, boop, 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 boop. Did you have sex with him a lot?
All the time.
Yeah.
Constantly.
And then not.
No, we did. We had sex all the time.
Oh, and then even when you didn't really like each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of sex. But I guess I brought David to the house yesterday because I wanted him to see it.
Did he gag? Oh, I gagged. I mean, it's gaggy. Yeah.
He gagged. I mean, he liked the pictures, but in person I could tell he was like,
yeah,
it's beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's really, really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I love this house.
Yeah,
if I
great.
Wasn't doing drag and outgrowing it so quickly, I love this place.
Yeah.
I filmed a tour of this condo like during COVID, and then I started getting mail and stuff to my home address. So then I decided not to show people the anatomy of my home.
Oh yeah. That's a smart one.
Yeah.
I know. I'm an idiot. When we got like when Drag Race started, I went on like Instagram Live and showed people like where I lived, where I was just like, I was doing
address.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I lived above a bar. So it was also like that added like public, you know what I mean? People felt like it was just like a stop in a little museum tour or whatever. You could just go right in.
Yeah.
Love that.
I know. I just want to say this. If you love someone,
don't go to their house.
Don't go to their house. Don't find out their phone number.
Yeah.
Don't send things to their personal email. Don't mail things to their house.
Yeah.
I remember my old house. I walked outside one day and there was a girl in a Trixie shirt and like blue hair.
Yeah.
You know the vibe.
Just waiting.
And she turned and ran. And I tweeted, there was a Trixie fan outside my house today. And people were like, people responded, she didn't know it was your house. And I'm like, she obviously did.
But she just sitting there.
This is my old address. She was just standing there.
Just like,
just standing there.
Just vibing. Yeah.
Standing there.
Yeah.
So the new address, I'm going to guard with my fucking life. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to tell management my address.
No.
It's a need to know basis. Yeah. And when I invite people over for dinner, it's a kidnapping. It's a blindfolding.
You get blindfolded and then chloroformed like Squid Game.
Yes.
And then you just get left on the, you'll wake up on the parquet floor and then you'll just, That'd be cute, actually.
In Squib Game when they get in the car and then
That is my airlines, take note. Because y'all think you're like you're really doing something with these gourmet menus on your airline. Consider this. Thank you for coming, you know, thank you for riding, you know, dipshit airlines. You know, here's the, and then you pump in gas.
Like Corbin Dallas, Fifth Element, when they're like, have a good flight,
exactly.
Corbin Dallas.
Psst, boom. Trank to the neck.
Fifth Element had a lot of things going good for it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a break. And we're back.
I love
the Fifth Element.
Yeah, costumes by Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Snapped. Multipass,
yeah.
There's a lot of things in that movie that should come to fruition. There's a part where she is hungry and she puts an empty plate in the microwave and beep, beep, and a full rotisserie chicken comes out.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that food pill forever.
You know what else? When she goes like this and that view thing and then her eye makeup is done.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous. Yeah. Like in Total Recall with the nails, you know, boop, 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 boop. Yes. All those futuristic things are kind of like, so we have the iPads now. We have the flying cars. Where are the nails?
We don't have flying cars.
Well, I mean, some of these planes are really small. It's like a flying car.
I think I'm going to get like a Toyota Corolla or a Tercel and just put an iPad in the front and write in spray paint Tesla on it.
So wait. I think I'm facing this fork in the road, literally, where I have to buy a car.
Hmm. Interesting. Why?
Because where I'm living is just not, like, I'll just need a car.
So where you're living is just far away from things you need to get to?
Yeah, like, it's just like I'm not in a...
Girl, those Ubers rack up.
Oh yeah, no, I know that. I mean, it's not necessarily about like the financial expenditure or the expense. That's crazy. That's like crazy and shouldn't be that high. But I just don't really like cars. As we've famously talked, we've like both don't really like driving.
Well, I think that you seem like you'd be a pretty safe driver.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm stressed out, I'm safe, I'm attentive, I'm paying attention. I'm not
drunk.
And
this is the thing, in LA, there's always going to be the chaotic way to get somewhere and the calm way. Like, you can take the busy freeway or take Fountain.
True. Yeah,
honey, take Fountain. You have
to take the side streets.
You have to take Olympic.
You know, I'm just looking for like an easy way to get downtown.
I took Fountain to Olympic to La Cienega, and then I just hopped on the 405.
And then you go from Pico to Cienega, and then you just take Fountain all the way home.
And then when I'm in Little Armenia, I go to Big Armenia.
Yeah.
And then I ended up in Medium Armenia.
But then I was like in Thai Town. I was in Thai Town.
LA does have Thai Town, K Town, and Chinatown, I believe.
Thai Town, Chinatown.
Travel the world in Los Angeles.
Yeah. A Korea. Wait, that's K Town.
There's Little Armenia.
Little Tokyo.
West Hollywood, which is the country of gay. Mm-hmm.
Which is also Little Russia.
Very Little Russia.
Yeah.
This is the just south of me. I don't know if you've ever seen. It's a lot of the very traditional Jewish families.
Uh huh. Yeah. Well, there's Jewish pockets everywhere.
But this is like the fancy clothes, and on the weekends they walk because they do the no electronics thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can I ask a close, an open-minded question?
Yeah.
Very devout Jewish people who don't use electronics on the weekend, can they not touch them? Can they use Siri? Like,
that's a good question.
Like, if you
as an Orthodox Jew, and I am definitely going to answer that. I don't know.
Can you program your TV to turn on when, like, you know, Women Who Kill comes on? And then you're like, well, since it's on, I'm not breaking the law.
Yeah. No, well, I don't think it's a law, but yeah, I think I know people who have families in like these Orthodox religions, like, you know, whether it's Muslim or Jewish or whatever. And they, you know, those like custom, they always find some people always find a little loophole or, I mean, it's like, you know. You know, God's not going to come down from heaven and like slice you in half if you use Siri on Saturday. Although maybe he will. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that crazy? I'm reading a book about Islam right now, like the history of Islam. And its religion is so wild.
It is.
It is so wild.
It is. And it's really hard to honestly gauge which ones are the wildest because some of them just seem more wild because they're newer.
Yes.
And some of them seem less crazy because we're exposed to it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, Americanized religions don't seem as crazy.
Yeah.
They are.
We have it on our dollar bills and stuff.
And then, of course, like in America, like, interesting that when white people do the religion, it's trendy. You know what I mean? Like, it's cool.
It's right. And yeah. Well, you know, churches and liquor stores.
What about them?
That's where, like, you find them everywhere.
If I went to a liquor store and they were doing, like, a sun salutation or something, I would scream. Like a morning prayer. Or like, could you imagine a liquor store, they're doing a baptism?
Yes, I can, actually. I'm surprised they don't baptize the babies in, like, Tito's.
Serve. Yeah. Start pink lemonade, serve vodka.
Serve that baby. It's...
Is your baby fucking fierce? And then drown that bitch in pink vodka. Well,
no, it's the what the I think it's the Greek Orthodox ones. They take the baby and they go boom,
it's
boom,
sickening,
boom.
It's
it is sickening. Wild. They take that little baby and they fuck it up. They dunk the baby.
I would do that energy, baby, but it would baby. Be like a big martini glass, like like Dita Von Teese.
Yes, you put a little Swarovski shoe on her, a little crystal thong,
and I grab her by her lace front and I go, yes. "Are you ready to get cunt?" And then I just start. Dip in. Are you ready to serve, cunt? Yes, cunt. Come on, cunt. Yeah.
Who put my baby in the water? Who put my baby in the water? Baby.
And then I would, when I would put the baby's mouth in the water, I'd make it kind of sexy and be like, ooh. And then when the baby came up, it'd be yesified.
It'd be like 13 years old, or say maybe 18 years old.
Yeah, 18 years old and like freakum dancing. With like a long, like a ponytail doing this.
Isolating butt cheeks in a twerk. Yeah, that'd be great. So
let's have that conversation. Yeah,
more sexy baptisms. Where are all the sexy baptisms? Why gotta make it so solemn? So grim. I mean, that footage, you got to go Google it. I'll try to find a link, but like,
I love them. I've seen them.
That is, I mean,
sometimes they drop them too.
Oh, they are flinging that baby like a fucking doll. I mean, it's fine. Out of control.
They're rubber. Babies are rubber.
Yeah.
Like no babies died from baptism. Doesn't happen.
Yeah, right. But
they kill themselves later because of the guilt of baptism.
Hello, thank you. It's very intense. It's a very intense thing. Although I do appreciate that because all those, especially Catholic stuff, my God, what a grim, boring affair all these ceremonies are.
Were you baptized?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Baptized? Well, I was an infant, so I'm not exactly clear on that memory.
You were dressed like an infant. Yeah. You were 25, but you had a little baby bow in the
hair. No, I had Alexis Stone come paint the baby face on my adult face, and I just had
the filter. Yeah. Use the baby filter.
Yeah. First communion, first sacraments. You ever get the sacraments?
Have you gotten to put the baby filter on a baby?
Yes, and it doesn't really do much. Actually, it doesn't really do much on a youthful face either.
On Eden, it was hilarious.
Yeah. It's really funny in her. She looks, it's good on you in drag. I'm obsessed with your face with the old thing on in drag.
I
have it framed in my apartment. It's such a serve.
It kind of is a serve.
Yeah. It's like imagine like a gorgeous, a beautiful like ceramic plate that's in like all these jewel tones and then you just drop it on the floor and it cracks.
Yeah.
And that's like that. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think you'll get pumped?
With
like,
what?
If you continue to do drag in your life, do you think you'll get like cheek pump, lip pump?
I already got lip pump and I'm getting more next week.
Because when I see the men on TV now, like the late night hosts, I clock that voluma in the cheeks fast.
Yeah.
Just a little youthful.
You know, I swear to God, I just saw this thing this morning about how there was on D-List that said Kim Kardashian would eat shit if it would help her look younger. And it's like, girl, honey, get in line.
Same.
I don't want to do all that.
Guess what becomes shit? Your food. Eating shit is not the worst thing.
Just turn the beat around.
If it was like Kim Kardashian would kill someone, I was like, okay, then no. But eating shit, girl, don't act like.
Yeah, we all eat shit. The stuff, I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? Who cares? First of all, there's no like, there's no moral issue with it. So that's
no. For me,
it's an aesthetic issue, obviously.
If it turned a point where to be in drag, I really started to get old enough and male enough. I mean, as you get older as a man, your features don't convert as well to drag.
Do you think you're going to have a problem converting that thing to drag?
A little
bit. As it ages?
Why? I mean, as long as this stays like
where do you think it's going to go?
It starts to hollow. Like pockets of your face start to lose volume and you start to see your male skull underneath and then it's hard to be, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I was like, okay, now you're speaking my language. So, but you draw circles and squares.
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
I don't know. I saw the worst.
I mean, your canvas becomes a little bit more topographical rather than flat.
You just have to go against the reality more, I guess.
Yeah, and it doesn't happen overnight, so there's nothing to worry about. It's not like
it doesn't?
No.
People don't wake up old.
No. I'll walk by the wherever and I'll see my reflection in the mirror and I'll scream. Oh, it's me.
The scream, the artwork.
Yeah, that's it.
You should do a merch of that. You as the scream.
Oh. That's the hole. Okay. The gaping hole.
The gaping hole. I don't want to gape. I don't know. I mean, I love everyone. I'm happy for gay sex. Mm-hmm. I don't want to push the limits of my body in that way.
Yeah. It is like a very...
I don't want to shove something up my dick hole. I don't want to shove... This thing is very, very popular. I don't want to do that.
Very popular.
I don't even want two. Never, I don't even want two dicks in
so
me.
As 100%, but okay, I was going to say help me understand this because I totally understand wanting something or liking something and then gradually and progressively pushing it to the limit, of course. That makes a lot of sense to me. But
how would you have any way to understand that?
Well,
I can theoretically
I can kind of, but I don't, you've never had that feeling, that desire to put a fist up your butt or whatever, or get more up there?
The extremeness of it isn't sexier to me. And I think that's probably something that you have to enjoy. You have to like that you're doing something extreme. You know, that has to be kind of a rush.
Yeah.
That you're this is a little dangerous and weird. Uh-huh. And because it's a little dangerous and weird, it turns me on. Uh-huh. I think that's probably where it comes from. And I don't have that feeling. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm a little more of a Harlequin romance novel.
Oh, okay. Drapes.
Like more storyline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe I'm standing on a balcony and my husband just died and then his brother.
Yeah, came in to get his stuff and then, oh my God, from the trip, he's so sweaty and he takes his shirt off.
And I'm having sex with my late husband's brother and I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Yeah. The sheets are in the drape or they're billowing in the wind. And
then I try to hang myself and he saves me and we have sex and I still have the noose around my neck. Stuff happens. If you were going to move, what's the dream vibe of your new, your home? What's the decoration vibe?
Well, we just saw the dream. Well, the exterior. So I don't care about so I'm just going to assume I live till 70. Let's just say that. Okay. I know. Yeah. Just stretch the imagination, stretch the limits of your imagination for a moment. I'm going to say that I live till 70. My first property that I buy, assuming that I continue to make any money. I don't care about the exterior at all. Mm-hmm. So I don't care about the exterior at all. I just want the interior and the yard space.
You don't care about the curb appeal.
No. Why would I? I mean, the place that I'm moving to, especially it's a nice place, but I don't we're not going to sit on the sidewalk and be like, yes, there, that is my home.
Right.
You know? You go inside it and then you're like, oh yeah. But
you smoke outside, right?
But that's the thing. So backyard area.
Backyard. That's the smoking
area.
Lounge.
That's the spot. Yeah. Lots of great little backyard areas. But we saw Andrew showed me this place in about probably 10 minutes from here. Oh my God. Not up in the hills, it's just up the hill. Very from Sunset or something.
Very
or
Crescent Heights.
Holy shit. It's all tucked away in these, it's all forest, you know, it's tucked away in the trees. You see this red barn, barn looking place. I'm going to call it Victorian. That's not right. But it looks like a red Victorian, it's not Victorian mansion. And it just looks so, it's like, oh, that's the one I want, you know, but it's too big.
Yeah.
Way too expensive, obviously.
And honestly, you want the space for the things you do. And that's kind of it.
Yeah.
I just outgrew this place. And what I liked about it is if I only had one day at home, I could clean the whole place in a couple hours.
That's
1,300 square feet, yeah. One person.
Yeah. That is my, my metric for, space. Cause when you get a lot of money, if you're lucky enough to earn a lot of money, then you can go in America, it seems to be you buy as much as you can. Do you know what I mean? You spend what you have. If you can afford a $5 million home, that's what you do. If you can afford a $10 million home, that's what you do. Even if you're one person.
Well, I'll tell you this. it is a hassle to purchase conservatively and then you outgrow it.
Yeah.
I should have gone bigger than this, but I was scared because I never bought anything so expensive before.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, that's fine then.
But now I've only lived here 2 years. I redecorated the whole thing and now I'm leaving.
Right.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Custom wallpapers, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
I thought about keeping this place just for drag. Then I was like, if I have to come over here to get in drag every time, I'm going to be here 5 or 6 days a week. That sucks.
Yeah. You would just. Right. Oh, right.
Like just YouTube and drag here. That's annoying.
Yeah, I guess so.
I want to wake up, walk 10 feet and get in drag.
Oh, right. You know? Oh, yeah. After having. Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. I just walked down a little. I just wiggled down the studio.
Yeah. I love that.
It's amazing. You're very lucky.
Do you remember drag, like. Drag in the bedroom. Remember having drag in your home all
the
time?
I had a studio apartment.
I know.
It was everywhere. It was
You're talking
everywhere.
About Boston?
Boston.
That was a huge studio.
It was a huge studio. Actually, there was that was bigger than the studio.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, it was huge. It was crazy. I love that place. I remember settling for less. I was like, something's wrong with the bathroom. Something's wrong with anything. I would just accept it.
Accept it. As a renter.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to be a burden on anybody. I'll just accept it.
The perfect tenant.
Yeah.
You want to move in here?
I'm like,
you want to move in here?
No lights. That's fine. Candles are good. You know? Yeah. Well,
the pink drink.
What you got there?
The pink drink.
What's in that? What's in that?
It's like strawberry, caffeine strawberry.
Caffeine strawberry? A little milk.
Caffeine strawberry.
A little milk.
I gotta say something.
What?
Trixie Motel starts today.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank
congratulations.
You. My new record comes out in about a month. We'll be on tour at the time.
Oh, I just saw it somewhere.
It's over there, yeah.
So pretty.
Thank you.
So pretty.
Oh, can I show it quick?
Yes, it's so pretty. So pretty. Really, so pretty. Really gorgeous. Oh my God. Albert, do it?
Yeah, this is the
so sick.
Front. And then this is, it's a double album. So it's this and this.
So
and then when you
good.
Open it,
yeah,
it's all together.
Oh, a secret poster.
Yeah. And then it has a poster. So this comes out. And then most importantly, you and I are touring Australia, New Zealand. I believe we only have a few tickets left in some of those cities. Mm-hmm. It's like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've announced Europe and UK.
Yeah.
There's only a few cities we aren't making it to that I wish we were doing Reykjavik. I wish we were doing.
I know. I wish we were going, I don't know if we're going to Asia. Maybe we are.
I hope at some point.
I really want to go to Hong Kong.
And we're doing America again.
Yeah.
Mary, I think Radio City Hall has 15 tickets left.
Radio City Music Hall. Yeah. It's sold out essentially. It's
6,000 seats.
I know. It's
That's
so crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
I know. It's wild. It's wild.
I hope those fags in the back have good vision.
I know.
Honestly, bring the binoculars. Bring the opera glasses. Bring the opera gloves.
I know.
We have jumbotrons.
Yeah. I mean, there's jumbotrons and stuff. I don't know. It just.
But if you want to see us in any of these cities, because there's a lot more American cities, get the tickets now. Because I just looked at the report today, and they're going to be sold out again, all of them.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It's really
it's very cool.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's very cool.
I mean, 2 years ago, COVID, we thought we'd maybe never perform.
Yeah.
Which had a fierceness to it.
I was like.
I have been recently fantasizing about those first few months of COVID, besides the terror.
Yeah. When
everybody who I owed things to was saying, let's put on hold. We don't know when we'll start again. Mm-hmm. And my job was to sit in here and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That was sickening.
Yeah. You like that one?
Simpler times.
Yeah. Simpler times.
It's a far cry from another club, which is what I'm doing this weekend. But
yeah. Well, good luck, girl. Happy Pride to you.
Happy Pride. Are you going to celebrate Pride in any way?
I'm just going to do the same thing. Just kick rocks in my little patio.
You want to wear like a rainbow flag? What do you think of the kids? Oh. You know, like high school age kids will wear rainbow capes as a flag. Rainbow flags as a cape.
I think that's great.
Good for them.
Go. Yeah. You go gay.
Yeah.
You go gay.
And listen to Sylvester.
Yeah. Well, I do. But I put my disco pants on in the morning, then wear my platform shoes, and mm-hmm. I sing "I'm Coming Out" mm-hmm. as I get out of the shower, and then I just, you know, it's fisting, poppers, KG, screaming, mm-hmm. Crying, getting driving badly to my next to the whatever club we're going to that night.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of just the same, rinse and repeat, just being gay. Happy Pride.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every year.
That's right.
Every year, Diva.
Every year we do G K E tea and just,
You know what else about pride? If you're going to do drugs, do them as safely as possible. And sunblock.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a great question.
The level of sunburns at Pride every year.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the killer, the silent killer.
Skin damage.
Yeah. All you pale nasties out there, Yeah. And with that, thanks again for listening to another riveting episode, and we'll see you next time.
Yes, next time we'll be reporting from
Down Under. Oh, yeah, Down Under.
We got to have vanity on the pod.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. Let's will
have it. Have we had vanity on the pod?
No.
Not yet. To Courtney.
Courtney, yeah.
We got to have vanity. Vanity, yeah. Vanity, we're coming for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye.